Okay, this is it. Downhill, that's it. In fact, I didn't for the last class, so I may not post a wrap-up next week for the term. Maybe I'll change my mind, I don't know. As far as this week, there's a couple of hiccups I know. I'm not entirely sure what happened. And, you know, when things like that happen, I don't try to, make it harder than it needs to be. I think you're all doing a good job still. And you're probably finding out that at some level, I'm not really trying to find ways to fail people. Like, people who don't do well in the course just don't do the work, try to put in some of the effort for it. So you guys are doing a great job. That having been said, I know it gets harder to continue a lot of these very reading intensive, detailed conversations week to week to week to week. But that's unfortunately the experience of taking a 6-week class. I'm not even sure that I like it a whole lot. It's nice to kind of get it done, right? I mean, I think that's kind of how this happens. But it doesn't afford you much time to sit back and actually process some of this. Again, that's not to say the conversations you're having aren't good or they're bad or anything like that. But you can see the value of why you want this spread out over even more than 8 weeks. This week, as I'm looking at some of the posts, there's a couple of pieces here that are sort of parallel, maybe not directly related. Yes, when it comes to the mission statement, again, it's the kind of thing I want people to sort of sit back and think on. Do I think it's critical you have a mission statement? And especially because I've read this a few times in other classes too, there are people who see that, hey, they're doing the thing they want to do and they don't need the mission for it, or you can't sort of put your life in a box kind of thing. And I don't disagree with that. I certainly don't like mission statements when they are just something you put on the wall to, I don't know, look nice, to say that you have one, right? The value of a mission statement is sort of twofold. One of which is sometimes you can get kind of lost in the rut of doing stuff and you kind of forget why you wanted to do the stuff to begin with. And it's a good reminder to say, oh, this is why I do some of the things I do, because this is my mission, what I've sort of been sent to do. And that happens in every job. The other piece is, yeah, things do change and you want a mission statement that doesn't sort of box you into anything, that's for sure. Mine is about educating and leading and serving other people. That's, the basis of my mission statement. And I've been living that out for close to 2 decades in 2 or 3 different organizations, right? So my mission statement isn't directly tied to just this institution or this university. It's when it's a little bit vague like that, it speaks to me, but when it's a little vague like that, I can take that with me into another organization if I so choose. And so it's not boxed in. But as a reminder, it's good to remind myself what I think I'm here to do. And maybe in some sense, this is kind of stretching a bit, but maybe in some sense, it's what I've promised to my future self to do, or what I've promised myself to do for the future. And that kind of is a segue a little bit into, what we owe others and future generations. In some ways, it's easy to see, and in some ways, it's still really hard. If you've got children, you sort of understand, well, I am obligated to them. That's true. And if you are the kind that cares deeply about the environment or some sort of global issue, it's pretty clear there also. But for some people, I sometimes fall in this bucket. I have kids, and I love my kids. But sometimes I forget I also owe myself something. Right, and there's an obligation to care for myself. This is a unique way of at least maybe starting with, if you realize you have an obligation to yourself, you realize you have an obligation to others. years, right? I've had this conversation with a friend of mine that's a philosopher. It's sort of irritating, right? We sometimes promise ourselves into things we don't want to do. You say, oh, I'll help you move. I don't really want to. And, you know, who cares? It's the future self that's dealing with it. But at some point, you then are the one that owns, I've got to go get the truck and help this guy load up his couches and I don't want to do it. Well, this is also the weird part about why we choose the things that we choose. I mean, it's not always necessarily about, diet or money, but I do think it's funny that, boy, I could eat this right now and be so happy. And then, 2 days later, like, oh, my stomach is a wreck. It's such a mess. Why did I eat all that stuff? And, and again, at the moment, you're not living it, so who cares? But the future part of you will. And there's a corollary that sometimes, I can do whatever I want right now. It's not going to affect me. And indeed, it may not. I'll die before the effects come into play. But it may affect my children, right? The kind of world that I leave behind. And even if not my children are that far in the future, there are certainly times we do stuff that affect other people not in my proximity, not around me for some reason. So they do sort of go together. It's kind of a hard connection to make. But just a little reminder before I sign off, you have a discussion, the perusal readings, the reading exam, which should be open, and your last paper. And that is it. So please just keep doing what you're doing and hold on tight.